Hello, ladies and gents, it's Tucker, and you are about to listen to the Tuckered Out podcast, sponsored by Queen City Grounds and Sonus Wave. So sit back, relax. If you are on a long drive, look at the road, seriously, but listen. If you are in a coffee shop, good, because that's actually where I am right now. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, guys, what's up? We are back with the Tuckered Out podcast. I'm so happy to be back. We're here at Queen City Grounds. They are amazing. Yeah. But I want to get into the introduction. I'm trying to get better at my introductions because I feel like I always lack what the person who I'm talking to is just because they're amazing. But we have the COO of the amazing company called Sonorous Wave. He is an amazing artist. He's a keyboardist. He can sing his butt off. We are here with Gnarly Crouch. What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Dude. You're a good friend of mine.
Now I gotta like.
You're a good friend of mine.
Make sure I can sing.
Yeah, dude. Oh my goodness. There's so much to talk about, but I think one thing that I just want to talk about straight up is like, the most I see is that like a thing we call or you call Live Music Monday,
yeah.
Which I've had such a pleasure of coming to. I get really nervous at Live Music Monday because I feel like I have to jump on the mic.
I mean, you're Tucker.
You know what Salif does? He does this to me. So just background. Sorry. For the people that don't know what we're talking about. So Live Music Monday is an event that's put on here at Queen City Grounds. And the whole premise of the event is to get artists together and pretty much do like an open mic for artists.
Yeah,
and exactly. It's an incredible thing. And it's something that like I got introduced to from our buddy Salif, who is the CEO.
Great
and
guy.
We're talking to the COO. And it's just... It's an incredible spectacle. I have loved it from the beginning. But as I said, I'll show up to these, and I feel like I have an obligation because Salif will stare me down from afar, and I'll just be like, dog, like, I'll jump on the mic. And then I have no idea what to do because I don't know how to rap yet, or at least like full-on freestyle. And I feel like sometimes
Tucker,
I have to follow
Tucker, Tucker,
some of
stop.
These people.
Stop, Tucker. Woo. Stop, Tucker. Stop, Tucker.
You
do open verses on TikTok. But
yes,
you know how to rap.
But those take time. So
they look effortless.
Oh, gosh. Well, I appreciate that. They take more time than I wish they took.
Man.
But they're so just to get background as well. So I'm an artist. Like, I know
fantastic
I have Tuckered Out.
Writer.
But I'm an artist. And I am spelled T-U-K-R, just like the logo. But I do open verses, and they are, I know, yeah, I kind of just put them everywhere because I was just like, like, I laminated these. Let me
everywhere.
Just put them, yeah, I'd need, yep.
It's supposed to be everywhere.
But I do these open verses, and I didn't know, I kind of knew, but Gnarly seen, I think, all of them.
Yeah.
And they're on, like, Knox songs, they're on Sueco songs, they're on Alex Cole songs, Crash Adams, all artists that I adore. And before we got on the camera, we were kind of talking about just like how they were made.
Yeah.
And I'm actually surprised to hear that you don't, when it comes to writing.
Yeah.
Talk to me about writing.
Man.
Do you not write as much as I think you do?
No, not at all.
Really?
Absolutely. Like, me and my dad wrote a verse together.
Yeah.
A song called Live. We don't have it out anywhere. Sonny Miles is on it. I played keys, he played bass and all that. But like,
yeah,
as far as like me writing like an actual verse, Trent, you know Trent?
Of course. Trent
Dominic,
like, shoot.
He was like,
shout out.
This
big time.
Yeah.
He can, whoo, if we're talking about singers.
I don't even want to sing when I hear this. But every time I like do a cover,
yeah,
I send him like, how's it sound?
Mm-hmm. I do that with Salif. I send all my open verses to Salif. All of them. Hey, what's your thoughts
like,
on that? And you know what's sad is I don't even take his advice sometimes because I feel like I send him just to like get like a tiny little yes. But even after, like I send him like
if he likes
fine.
It before he even says a comment,
yeah,
like yep, good.
Like and open verses are hard, but they are. I don't know. I feel like over the years you've had a lot of hardships with the instrument that you play, which I get to see you play a lot of, which is so pretty to watch you play. You always,
thank
I feel
you.
Like, start off the Live Music Mondays on the keys.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask just, like, the background of how you got started with that and, like, the ups and downs of that instrument and stuff that was either hard to learn for that specific instrument and stuff that maybe came easy to you.
I actually started in summer going to sixth grade.
Okay.
So probably like 19 years now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I learned like I actually took lessons for like 3-4 years. and then like classically trained and all that.
Okay.
But
so when someone says classically trained, I'm personally not classically trained in anything. Like, so what does that mean when someone's full on like?
I guess like
trained?
Learning like the actual fundamentals on how like the fingerings are, like learning all my scales, doing it with both hands, making sure both hands are like the same.
Are you doing like this daily, like meaning like obviously practice is needed, but are you like with a coach daily when you're classically trained or
like okay. I had piano lessons once a week for an hour and did that for like 4 years straight.
Okay.
So and then go home and practice of course on my own. But the hardest thing I think was like in the beginning I tried to like sound like everybody else. So you know how everybody has like that.
That's how I feel with singing. Which is not always
which is why I say it's hard to write, because then you got to like find your own style and not try to. Yes.
Well, is there songs that you started off with? Like, what was your favorite songs, and what were some of the more harder songs that you now have down? And what is your talk to me about your favorite songs and what you like.
Hardest songs are classical music.
Full on.
Hardest class,
Can you play that the all the way?
Yeah, I
would think you can.
Yeah.
But, like, also, I'm curious. So, obviously, you've brought the keys to now something like Sonorous Wave, where you get to kind of broadcast and show so many people that in so many different ways. And I've seen you now in a few different settings. So, it's not just, like, Live Music Monday.
Yeah.
Like, you have an Instagram that's full of different events that you've been to. When it comes to the keys, you were just at a person that we know very well, Too Cool Tiff.
Fire.
Shout out. She'll be on the podcast super soon.
Super
she
fire.
Is fire with
when
rapping.
I say that show is crazy.
Yeah. You just went to this show that was in Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
And saw you on the keys.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I want to also kind of just ask you, like, just in a general sense of where do you want to take this now? Like, you obviously have such a great... it's very easy to watch you on the keys. Like it's very effortless, but I'm curious, like what is next with what you want to do with that instrument or even just where you want to take that?
Like I said, I want to still get better at it. It's still like things that I feel like I'm weak in, like my weaknesses are like riffs and like runs and stuff like that, licks and stuff. So I've been learning that. I was just talking to Delvin yesterday about all right, so if you're in this key and you got this chord, what lick are you coming down with?
Yeah.
So like I can, in me knowing that music theory background,
yeah.
And like he knows it too. So he was just like, oh yeah, I use the relative minor for that, and I use the blues scales in that relative minor to come down. I go this, but I'll just alternate just to start it off and da da da.
Yeah.
But then it's just also like knowing, like I know where I want to go in my mind. I whistle every day. Like I think whistling is like my best instrument, honestly.
Yeah. Like, well, in my opinion, when it comes to like where, because you mentioned something interesting that I feel like I do a lot with my songwriting, which I think this is a good kind of segue into you singing, because we're gonna talk about that too. But I'm so excited about that, because I've now kind of like stalked your Instagram a little bit to now see what you have in your arsenal, keys. So we're gonna talk. But one thing that I do with songwriting is that I can picture exactly where I want it to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't go that way, and the route takes different places. So I'm curious, like when you're creating, do you have that same thing? Like, because I know I've definitely, when it comes to creation, you almost have like a roadmap. But when it comes to the roadmap, there's so many avenues and there's so many streets that you can take.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, you only can go one street. You can only take that one turn to get to where you are. Yeah. And it's not like any of those places are wrong.
Because
I think in creation, you'll have so many avenues, and eventually you'll have the avenue of, say, the song or the creation of the music.
Yeah.
But I think that's where, at least for me, I struggle to be okay with which turn I take. I know I'll end up in a good spot because I know that like I have the ability to make a great, if it's an open verse, if it's a song.
Yeah.
But I'm curious with like keys, is it the same thing? Is there ease with that, hardships with that?
It's definitely hardships with that. My streets be looking like New York.
I'm trying to think of a street.
Like,
Uptown for me, uptown. Like, a little less because I'm not as musically based right now as you like. You're, but
you know
not
how they have like the side roads.
It's
like diagonal going into. And it's just.
Are you in Manhattan? Or are you in like? Are you at?
No, I'm in Dumbo.
Long Island.
I'm in Dumbo right now.
That's understandable. I feel like we all find ourselves.
Like there. I would think about like a video, because. I have two different accounts. So I had the gnarly.wave that I'm like moving towards musically side and just keep that music. And that one, like I went on there and my feed is literally just piano. Artist, piano. Tuckered out. piano. But I'm like, dang, like whenever I'm playing, I'm like, ooh, I can go here, then here, then here.
Yep.
But then like, I also remember like I'm playing with other people.
Yeah.
So if I don't communicate that, it sounds like garbage.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, let me slow down. Hey, let's go to flat 7 4 up 2. And just like they were like, okay, I'll try it. And they're like, that was tough. I'm like, see, I got you.
That's respect.
Nah, it's definitely hard.
Yes, and one thing that's also really hard that I appreciate that you're doing now is you're kind of stepping into the singing side of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know this. So recently, we had an amazing Tuckered Out Live that we're going to have again.
Yeah.
The Tuckered Out Live will definitely happen after this pod comes out. So check it out. But I saw like a glimpse of you singing. You did Like I'm Gonna Lose You with Chelsea Locklear. Shout out to Chelsea.
She can
and let
sing.
Me tell you, dude, she can sing. Woo. But you jumped in. And like, cause I jumped on the mic while we were like just getting ready for Tuckered Out Live, and I could not remember the lyrics. But you jumped in, and I was shook, cause I kind of knew you could sing, I think. But that was a real testament to like, that sounds good.
Thank
but
you.
One thing, the reason I bring that up is cause when I see you on Instagram now, there's one post in particular where it said straight up that you are getting used to your singing voice.
Yeah,
and I want to talk about that a little bit. Was there a time where you weren't? And was there something that maybe you struggled with? Was it any insecurity or anything like that?
Definitely was an insecurity. So like growing up, my mom made me sing everywhere.
Are you serious? Well, what type of everywhere?
Everywhere.
Like you in the store.
Like if I'm in the store.
Getting your drawers and out of nowhere. Baby, come on.
Yeah. Like she'll be like, because my mom is the type that where she'll be like, shout out to my mom.
Yes. Like, shout out to
Mama. She's one of the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
Okay.
Like she's just so loving and caring. She's loving, caring, outgoing. She'll speak to anybody. She'll make your day better.
Yeah.
I get my music side from my dad.
Love the
Crouch family.
Nothing from mom? No music from mom?
Nah.
Oh. That's okay.
She appreciates music.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you said everywhere, but now that you're old, was that something that, where the insecurity was?
Not really the insecurity. I got tired of singing. Yeah. When I first learned the piano, at that time, me singing was my primary thing. Like,
really?
I was singing for since I was a baby.
Wow.
So
okay.
She made me sing so much. Like I was like, I don't want to sing. So I started picking up instruments.
Yeah.
Like just started learning different instruments here and there. All the brass. I started with woodwind.
Yeah.
So I learned all the woodwind instruments. Like started with tenor sax, then went to barry sax.
Wow.
Then went to alto sax.
You still know these instruments.
Yeah. Like because
I've seen you on the keys, but I haven't seen you enough on the others.
Then I went to college. When I got
where'd you go to college?
NC State.
What?
Yeah.
I'm NC State. You went to Raleigh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You like that Final Four run we went on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I went to William Peace. Did you know I went to William Peace?
No.
Shout out to the Pacers. Yeah, I went to William Peace. Yes. That's where I ran cross country. And it sucked. And now I'm at volleyball, which I was where I was at.
Now he's
about
to go to the Olympics in 2 years. Watch.
No, well.
I'm saying it.
I'm an open player. I can play a little volleyball.
4 years.
My goodness. Like, dang, you went to NC State.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an engineering school.
Yep.
What were you doing there?
Computer and electrical engineering.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
And then I did marching band too. So I played trumpet.
Were you in the marching band of state?
Yeah.
What years? Feel my
2017 to 2019.
Okay. Okay. Let me think of the NC State football knowledge of what years that was. Because 2017, 2016 was a great year. That was Ryan Finley, I believe. And then after that, we were okay.
We didn't have a kicker.
No.
Never have a kicker.
Because that was when No, you weren't there when Bombard messed up. When the kid, Clemson, we'll talk about that. But 2018, 2019 weren't great years from what I remember.
2017 was good.
It was good, but we went. That was when Trevor Lawrence first came on the scene, and we got our butt kicked by him. But I'm a big State. I grew up State. My dad went. I grew up State. I'm still giant NC State. Like, I've never been. It's funny because I've never been more. When it comes to sports, I'm very locked in for four teams. There's two other teams I very much like, but Panthers football, Carolina Panthers, we don't got to talk about that. NC State basketball, NC State football, and then the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Thunder. I love the Thunder.
Yeah.
But those first four are like
Hurricanes,
top.
I got put on whenever I went to State.
Dude. Caniacs or something, like something else. But, okay, so wait, so let's back it up. So you went to NC State, which is awesome. How did the music kind of go with the engineering?
Music was like my outlet. It
really?
Got my mind back right.
Okay.
Engineering was at NC State. High school. Yeah.
Woo, engineering school, let me tell you. And agricultural school. Like,
yeah.
My goodness.
Heavy.
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 Smart people, man.
Yeah.
Smart people. That's why I went to William Peace. Not that they're not smart, but I'm just saying. I went down. I was like happily going to a D3. But you know what's interesting? Did you know this? I don't know if people know this, but you can take classes. I took a class at NC State through William Peace. So I could do any. If
they
William,
like dual?
Because they have like a triangle thing with every school. I don't know if it's with every school, but it's with a bunch of schools that are in Wake County.
Yeah.
So like St. Augustine was in that. Shaw. Meredith. My friend, a guy friend of mine, took a class at Meredith. It was like chemistry. Hilarious.
That's, yeah.
Yes, all
girls.
So you can do that. Like, you can full on, like, take a class, like, at these schools, because there's, like, a something, like, where if one school doesn't offer it, you can take it at the other school.
Yeah.
So I had friends. I had a friend take a class at William Peace that was from NC State, and she was like, yeah. I ran into her on the campus, like, I know you, but what are you doing here at Peace? She's like, I don't have the class at State, so I came to Peace to take it. And I did that for bowling. That's right. NC State. I did a fun time. Yeah, they have
they do have bowling class.
They got bowling classes.
They
got kayaking
Mariah
classes.
Took it.
Fishing classes. You should go to App State. You know what they got? They got fly fishing classes. My friend told me about that. I was angry that I didn't try that out. I wish there was
a
connection.
What is fly fishing?
You don't know fly fishing? It's where you do that, where they fling the rods back, and it's more for like trout fishing. And it's like those giant rods that, you know, the line is really long and you're flinging nonstop, and then finally you do a cast and you're always fishing in the river. You're never fishing like in like a lake or a pond or anything like that. But yeah, fly fishing's crazy. You should check it out. But real quick, I want to go into a little segment. I got these little books up here. Gnarly knows a little bit about. You know what? Let's go to these. So I got these. It's called the Spark. So shout out to Yes Theory. Yes Theory is like one of my favorite YouTube channels. I got them on my arm right here. I don't know if y'all can see this in the camera. Seek discomfort. My favorite motto. One of my favorite mottos. But these are just icebreaker questions. I like to ask them to kind of just learn a little bit deeper. Like, you know, not learn from the schedule of questions that sometimes I have, you know, because I got to, you know, keep ahead of stuff. At least try to.
Yeah.
But anyway, these are just questions that are a little bit, you know, random. We'll do maybe two or three. We both answer.
Okay.
Simple stuff like that.
Like I just said, that y'all should go to.
You do one or two as well. You do some too. All right. So let me do one. Oh, this is a simple one just because we're, you know, we're talking music. Which song would make you go back on the dance floors? So say you left the dance floor. I guess that's what this is implying. What makes you go back onto it?
Like any song?
Any song. I got one.
I already know
this song goes off. What is it?
Tywin, I say Dreams and Nightmare.
Which one?
Dreams and Nightmare.
Who's that by again?
Meek Mill.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I know a little bit about Meek Mill, but I need to be a little bit more educated. Is this what type of dances are you doing to this song?
Hype jumping.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of like similar to Nts Nts.
Oh.
But
like
for black
what people. What you mean? We were talking about Wildin' Out before this podcast started, and I was telling Gnarly that I went to a Wildin' Out Live, and let me tell you, when I say that I was one out of probably, for every one white person that was there, there had to be 80 black people, and it was awesome. I loved it. I loved that. Just I love Wildin' Out, first of all. Yeah. But like, it's just I'm like the loner in a way, which is not a bad thing. I love it. I love it. But my goodness. So I got you. I got you. Man. Mine personally. So interesting fact. I love BTS very much so, the Korean pop group. And Dynamite. I can do that dance. I can do the Dynamite dance from the music video.
Yeah, we got a lot of space right
here. Man, I'll be slipping. These shoes be a little soft. Yeah, but let me tell you, Dynamite will get me on the dance floor. I know the entire dance.
I'm gonna have to
in the future, maybe on a Tuckered Out podcast, I will do the maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Marsha, I don't know if I got room.
I'm going to get him to do it at the live.
Oh, gosh. I would do it at the live.
I'm going to have it on the playlist.
I would do it at the live.
All right.
Full on. If they play, I will do it. Yeah, like no joke. But for now, we're not going to do it.
Also, shout out Marsha right there.
For real. We got an amazing, amazing, I like to call her a friend, but producer, camera girl, everything in the above, just doing the great work for Tuckered Out. Appreciate you, girl.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
She's the reason why I want to, you know, go crazier in my music, because I'm like, Marsha would do so much more than this. Like, this is simple.
She's the GOAT.
Do better, Gnarly.
She's the GOAT. Oh, that's very sweet.
Of course you're crazy.
Shout out to Marsha. We'll have a photo if you just, like, flash.
I know, right?
Your just best
right
photo here. Flash right in the middle right here. We'll make it happen. Bing, right there. Hi, Marsha.
Hey, what's up?
All right, your question. What we got? Hit me up.
Let's see. Do you make decisions with your head or your heart?
So here's what's funny. I end up wanting to make decisions with my head, but then my heart will just pull me out of it really quickly. Mm-hmm. To give an example, there will be times where I really want to stick to an activity.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as like going on a run in the morning. Like, simple thing. And that's my head being like, you need to go on a run in the morning.
Yeah.
But ultimately, sometimes what my heart will end up doing, and this is simple, it's very simple moments in the morning, but I will kind of do more of the mind techniques to get me ready for something that's more physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm big on that. My heart always kind of goes towards that. Mm-hmm. So, I would say say I have like an activity in the morning I have to do, so like running. Or like volleyball, where I have to wake up really early. I try my best to like meditate or read a book, where my heart kind of is like, do that, so your mind and your head is at a safe place to do these other activities, where you're not stressing out too much and you're in a better headspace to just go on with whatever you're doing. So I say my heart will push me away from my head. How about you?
Hit.
Say what?
Hit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate it because it's like, dang. I need to be emotional or show more, like, heart-wise.
Well, that's what the Tuckered Out podcast is. We'll get emotional.
Yeah, like, but, like, when I make decisions, I'll be like, is this logical?
Mm.
Or, like, I'll just make it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give off cold heart sometimes, but I'm nice.
You're nice. You're doing this podcast. He's nice. He wouldn't say
I want to do this. Like, this is Tucker. This is the Tucker.
I know. I got to start saying it like that. This is the
Tuckered Out
podcast. Do you see my logos? I have logos.
Grab one.
They're not big yet, but they're going to be big.
He will be big.
I will be big with my logos. Tuckered Out. Anyway, next question. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got. Oh, gosh. They're all upside down. All right, this is on me. They're all upside down. All right. Nope, that's for later. I just read one that's going to be like the last question. Oh, this is a great one. Oh, this is a great one. If you could live within a TV show, book, or movie, what would it be? I got a crazy answer for this.
If I can live in a TV show, book, or movie.
It could be like as simple as like The Big Bang Theory, or it could be as crazy as Hunger Games. Like, I don't think anybody would live in The Hunger Games, but unless you're like that and you like that, which is understandable.
So, I might be weird.
No, none of this is weird because I'm weird.
It might be weird. He said, because I'm here.
No, I'm weird. Right. Weird.
I low-key,
what?
Don't tell nobody or nothing, but like, I think I'd be like in a zombie apocalypse.
So you'd be Z-Land. Is that? No. Z.
What is it like?
Z-World?
Walking Dead. Yeah.
What's that one with Brad Pitt, though? Z-something. World War Z. You'd be in that in there?
Yeah, no. I don't want to be at the start of it. It's always harder at the start. You play Fortnite? You know how like all
I'm
people
video
just come
game
down?
Junkie, but I know all about that.
So like when they first come down and land, like everybody's just picking up guns and shooting. Like if you don't have a gun, you SOL. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the front of that.
Are you thinking that ammo is just about to be sitting everywhere when you're at the back end of this? Because that's not going to happen. I'll be real with you.
Nah, like you pick up skills. Like I'm more of like a like.
But you
got to
go through that stuff.
I understand.
Well, don't worry. No one's going to see it.
Yeah. No one's going to see this. So my logical answer.
Yeah.
my heart answer.
Your heart answer.
August Rush.
Okay, explain that
you
never, scene
have
to
you
me.
Seen the movie August Rush?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it. I'm getting better at my movies. I've been watching more different movies. I just watched Godzilla. I'm a Disney fan, so you'll find me in the Inside Out.
Have you seen the
theater.
Second one?
Which one? Inside Out? Yes. Oh, gosh, that's an adult movie.
I haven't seen
like,
it.
Like, it's a kid movie, but it's an adult movie. But anyway, so explain. What's the scene?
Rush. So August Rush was the movie that actually got me started playing piano.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, watching that movie. Like, my dad tried to, like, hey, you should play piano. I was like, eh, I'm good. I stick to basketball.
Don't you? Isn't that the funniest thing where, like, your parents will just be like, you are really good at that. And then your kid brain is like, no, I'm not.
I'm cool.
Do you see how I'm not doing well in what you're telling me that I'm good at? No. Like, that one failure.
Doesn't sound good.
Like, when you hear it from a parent, it's funny how I'm a swim coach. And you will hear some of these kids tell these parents, I stink at swimming, but then I tell them that they're good at swimming, and the kid's face is like, I'm good at swimming. And I'm like, you just heard it from your parent. Like, you really don't care that your parent just gave you what I easily could get. It's interesting. I feel like I was that way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's exactly how it was. My dad, because he played saxophone. Okay. So he was like, yeah, you should play piano. He tried to teach himself. That little online, I was like, that doesn't look fun at all. But yeah, August Rush, it's about an orphan child who was separated from his parents. Both his parents were in music. One was classically trained, and then the other was like
classically trained,
like a rock star. He just played guitar and he sung.
He could sing.
But yeah, they got separated because her dad didn't want her to be with him. Blah blah blah. Fast forward. He's like in touch with music, and it's like he uses like nature to like create his symphony.
Well, that's like where, in my opinion, us humans have to go to find our inner selves, or at least calm our inner selves.
Yeah.
Maybe not fine, sometimes fine, but so. And I think music's a big part of that.
It really is.
Yeah,
like a huge part of it. So yeah, like he created this whole symphony just to because he believed that. Creating that will draw his parents back to him. And it did. But they never make a second one, so that kind of made me mad. What was his name? Robin.
Is it Williams?
Yes.
Was it Rob? Oh.
He was
R.I.P.
Fantastic. And Leon Thomas, the third.
No.
Yes.
Leon Thomas from Victorious?
Yes. When he was a child, he was in there.
Stop playing. Yeah. Okay, first of all, know who that is.
His music is.
Dude. Okay, no. So his music is great. He just got a Grammy for SZA's song.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just going to shout out that Nickelodeon show because some of the best music that I've heard in my lifetime, still to this day, is in Victorious. It is in Rags. Mm-hmm. It is in Big Time Rush.
You know about Rags?
Are you kidding me? I literally saw Max live recently, and he performed Someday.
He's invited.
Dude, I know history of music when it comes to that younger style. Like, one of my favorite songs is Eye to Eye by Tevin Campbell. Yeah. I used to have the a power. Yes.
Don't. I was about to say.
Welcome.
My
welcome.
Guy.
Welcome.
See,
it's.
I'll
Marshall.
See you the cookout date.
I already got invited by too many people at the Wild and Out show. Conceited looked straight at me and was like, "You're coming to the cookout." I was like, "Bet. Appreciate you." But anyway, yes. So that's my history. Like when I say I still listen to those songs. Oh my god! I used to have a power line keychain that someone painted for me. And then it broke off because my keychain sucks. So I knew my stuff. And Leon was in that area code. When I say that song, song to You and Countdown.
Yeah.
And Best Friend's Brother.
Ooh,
and those Rags songs. Those Kiki Palmer songs.
The intro to A Song to
You. Oh, my God. I don't wear designer clothes. I don't look to designer school. Anyway. victorious. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the podcast, and thank you to our sponsor, Queen City Grounds, for providing the location. You can find a perfect blend of coffee, cuisine, and entertainment while you are here. It is in-house made coffee. There is brunch and dinner options. There is a full bar and amazing live events. So come check it out and stay grounded. Thank you to Sonorous Wave for powering this podcast. Sonorous Wave is an amazing music collective based here in Charlotte. Their slogan is artistry versus the algorithm, and they are so good at putting all events into a music setting, and they kill it. They are amazing with every event they are in association with, so check them out. I want to go a little on a different route, because one thing that we highlighted in the beginning, but I want to talk about because it is such a big part of your life right now,
yeah,
is Sonorous Wave.
Man.
Okay. So, obviously, you're incredibly close with the CEO. He's probably your brother. Like, yeah. he's amazing. Salif, like, he's one of the coolest cats. I'm going to get him on the podcast super soon. But I would love to ask you about just, like, the background of how that began and, like, how y'all kind of came up with the idea and just, like, because Salif told me a little bit.
Yeah.
And now you guys have a popularity. Like, yeah. Like Sonorous Wave is popular. People are coming to the events nonstop. But I know at one point, like, you guys were just throwing out time. Like, you're like, we can audio engineer for this concert for free just to get eyes on Sonorous Wave.
Yeah.
And I'm curious just, like, your history with that and just, yeah, your come up with it. And, yeah, talk to me a little bit about that. How did you become the COO of this company?
So, all right, so me and Salif was doing shows for free.
Yes.
Six, seven hour shows.
Yeah.
And we're both like in IT. So we'll do the shows and then we wake up the next morning like, yo, you up? Make sure you get to work. But like we was kicking out shows, playing for whoever.
And was this to grow Sonorous Wave, or was Sonorous Wave not thought of yet?
It wasn't thought of at first. It was just us trying to just show people that we can play behind them. And at that time, I was terrible at, like, picking up stuff.
Okay.
So, like, we would play behind DJs and...
But you were... He was audio engineering, or was he drumming?
He was drumming.
Okay.
So, he wasn't even...
At least an amazing drummer.
He just picked up audio engineering.
Really?
And it's fantastic at
it. Oh, gosh. He's so dangerous at it.
It's like... And I think what makes it better is that he understands... We'll get back into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, we was playing... an artist that we was playing with, he was like, y'all need a name. I'm not finna keep saying Salif and Arlie and Arlie Salif.
That takes a while.
Yeah. So I literally remember the day. We was like, all right, so what do we want? We want something that means like sound, something dealing with sound. So he was like, all right. He was like, what about Sonar? He was like, oh, Sonorous.
That sounds like I would make that Sonar. Like my brain would just be like, can we just call ourselves Sonar and call it a day? Like that's... Yeah, that's kind of how Tuckered Out kind of came above, honestly.
I mean, that logo is tough, though.
It's tough, but, like, I'll tell you straight up. My friend was just like, what do you just call it Tuckered Out? And I'm like, what you mean? He's just like, you're at a coffee shop, and it's in the morning. Just call it Tuckered Out. And I fought it for a while. Like, I fought it. Like, I was like, it's like I needed to be something else. Like, that's boring to have my name in it. Like, my artist name, for real. Because my artist name's T-U-K-R, like Tucker, but just...
Yeah.
But then finally I gave into it and I was like, you know what? That because we're tired.
Yeah.
We're not tired, but we're in the morning of these shows.
Yeah,
they're going to be released in the morning. All right, we'll give it to them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Sonorous Wave, so Sonorous, what is Sonorous?
It means high quality of sound.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So like we produce a high quality of sound.
Yes.
And then like wave. Now we got something called Wave Riders.
Marsha over here nodding.
Highlight.
Like, yep, that's right.
Like, yeah. We do. They do. Hey,
Marsha does so many things for Sonorous Wave. So
many.
Part
fantastic.
Of
fantastic. Nah, right. She definitely is. That's my little sis right there.
No.
That's my little sis. Ah! Right there. Nah, but so Salif, I immediately was like, yeah, like Salif's business mindset is like no other.
Oh, it's insane. Talking to him makes me nervous about my...
Man.
Like, I'm just like, what did you say? Like,
he's like, he knows.
He's like, this
he
is
knows
the contract.
Him.
You need to... Yep. I'm like...
And I got an Excel spreadsheet that
oh
already did the numbers
gosh
for it.
He showed me some contracts he's written up for certain things, and I'm just like... I do the squint eye. He'd be like... And then,
that's
you know,
it.
You do the up and down, and you got to show him that you think that you understand what's
happening.
No, I don't even do that. I do this. I'm like, okay... I do. I'll say like, okay, quietly. I'm
okay,
like,
okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's got
to
be there.
Salif. So when he does this, just know.
No. I try to hide it as best I can. But like.
Just know he doesn't know.
When he shows me these papers, I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Like, I'm really trying to lock in, but let me tell you, some of the words he uses are up.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting there.
Yeah, when that immediately started, I said, brother, what's up, brother? You're the face for this honors wave. I said, you handle the business side, and I'd be more so on the music side.
Yes.
Like, he's in the music side as well, but, like, as far as making sure everybody knows the music and everything and all that. And
but he's like the congregator, like he's everybody to just, he knows what's up. He's the one that's like, we'll see him at Live Music Monday doing
everything, and then he'll hop on.
I'm like, what is he calling for? Like, just my new, because I'm new to music, like Tucker T-U-K-R, new to music. But what, out of nowhere, I'll just see him do,
like,
and I'll hear the change of the song. But let me tell you, my brain is immediately like. What does he do? What did he do?
When he does the hits. That'd be hilarious to me.
Gosh.
I'd be in the back with Amir, my son.
I love him. He's so cute. Get up, he started handing. Dude, Amir can dance. Dude, so Brittany.
Yeah.
Salif's girlfriend. Amazing. Amazing woman. We were just hanging with Amir during this past Live Music Monday that happened July 15th. And it was awesome. And oh my goodness, this kid. Now, I don't know if he knew that his dad was playing at the moment, but I knew that he knew that, like, oh, this is good stuff. Because he started doing a movement that, like, weirdly enough, gosh, it was good on the beat. Like,
he understands rhythm. Like,
and then Brittany and I started to go into it too. We're just, and when he's just looking,
and then he'll start smiling, he'll start laughing.
Dude, he's ridiculous. Like, I'll say this though, man. I don't know if he likes me yet, because I came up to him and I'm just like, I'm talking. I talk to children like adults sometimes, and I'll just be like, "You doing all right?" Like, I'll look at a kid, "You doing all right?" And he'll just,
he'll give you a blink stare. He's like,
"You doing good, aren't you?" And then he'll, you know, he had a straw in his hand. He was like, "I was like, nah, it's your straw. You had it in your mouth." And he'll just slowly take it back. I'm like, "That's right, that's yours." Like, he was figuring me out.
Yeah.
He's the cutest kid, though.
Thank you. Amir, thank you. Thank you.
But that's cool. So a little bit more background with Sonner's Way. So you're starting to – it's the come up is happening.
Yeah.
So, like, you have the name. Uh-huh. People are starting to recognize you as Sonner's Wave. When does it hit that y'all have something? Because there are a lot of people at these events.
Yeah.
Live Music Monday is popular. Like, I come, and this Queen City Grounds is packed out.
Yeah.
And the vibes are there. So how did you get to that point, and when did you know that point was like, okay, like we're here now. We can kind of, you know, we can write some contracts.
I think the first like realization was like whenever we started growing in numbers as far as like our instrumentalists, photographers, videographers, like just getting equipment and having it on standby and not needing anybody else to come in or like renting from
what
somebody
a nice
else.
Feeling.
So like. Mm. I think our first moment was at a Live Music Monday or Sonner's Wave Saturday. It was Sonner's Wave Saturday.
Sonner's Wave Saturday.
Man, you haven't been to one. Marsha was. It was actually at the one that Marsha performed at. It was Chino, Marsha.
I'm gonna go to one.
And Eastside Brother. You performed at that one, didn't you?
Oh, we forgot. Marsha can sing.
The first one, yeah. Chino's at the second one. So it was you, Miles, Trent. That was it? Okay.
So
yeah. But it was like a party.
Oh, man.
It was a party.
At the Saturday one? Or the live
Saturday. Sonner's Way Saturday. It was a party.
Y'all still
open
get those
bar.
Going? I know you had the park shows.
Yeah.
But is that still going on the Sonner's Way Saturday?
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Please do.
Yeah.
So old Tuckered Out can get a little,
man,
have fun there.
When I say it was a vibe, when everybody was... We did the music. Salif and I was playing too.
Oh,
so like,
I would hope so.
Yeah. When we was playing, we got done. Everybody was just in the room. We was like, we looked at each other like, dang,
something's here.
Really, like, we got something going. Uh-huh. And then we came to a Live Music Monday where we didn't even have to play. We didn't play at all. And I looked at him. I said, brother,
something's.
We don't have to play. Like,
Well,
we got to the point where we don't have to play anymore.
Yeah, and well, it makes sense because, I mean, it's all about the community with you guys. And that's one something that I not only appreciate, but it, like, bleeds into just how I try to do my music. Because the reason why I do Tuckered Out is for that. Like, I want to make sure that I'm highlighting the beauty of who we got in the city and who could be coming to the city. So I just appreciate that side of it. That's such a big deal. I'm just happy to, like, know you guys, like, and that's why I'm always too, like, what y'all need? Tell me, like, do y'all need to, like, a host? Like, because I be hosting sometimes just with these So Far events and
sometimes.
Even just, like,
hosts,
you know, trying to get
hosts.
The – I'm trying, man, trying. We're getting to the end of the podcast. We're going to do another segment, though. It's going to be a rapid fire. So this is kind of like a this or that book. Ooh. Like, you know,
Would you rather?
We could talk a little bit about it, but tell me just this or that. It's like, it's the would you rather. Man, these books. The conversations I've gotten out of this. Because the disagreements that I've had. Whew, let me tell you. They've been bad. Anyway. All right, we're gonna do like one page. Or maybe less than one page. But all right. Would you rather have a long neck or a long face?
Dang.
You gotta be quick.
Face. I don't want to have no long neck. That's wicked.
Yeah,
no.
That's
wicked.
Nah, giraffe style.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Would you rather attend a masquerade ball or a formal party?
Formal party.
Okay, my Disney roots yelled at me when I heard masquerade, so I'd go masquerade. Would you rather take the high road or get even? Oh.
High road.
Now.
Yeah, now. See, what you going to say? Get even?
No. Because the camera's on? No.
Okay. That's that heart. He thinking with his heart right now.
Would you rather kill them with kindness or add insult to injury? It's almost kind of like
add
the last
insult.
That's that head. That's the head working
that,
right there.
Man.
Would you rather wear cardigans or sweater vests?
Cardigans.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
What? I had a phase where I had like three cardigans.
Oh my. Wait a minute. Only three? Oh, I'm bad then. I gotta use my Poshmark account more. Man, you don't want to see my closet.
Nope.
All right. Would you rather have a penny for your thoughts or keep your thoughts to yourself?
Thoughts to myself.
What? All right.
We'll
talk about that later.
I like you a lot. That's why I'm doing the podcast.
True. Never mind. Would you rather eat an expired can of tuna or a fresh can of cat food? Oh, that's... Okay, let's think about that.
It's about the same.
Let's think. I'm going to just straight up say cat food because I feel like as a kid, I accidentally had like a piece to be like, what are they eating? Like when I was like 2 or 3 years old.
He's like, it's not
that bad. And then I remember being like, if this is the route I went as a human, I would not be, it wouldn't be that bad.
I'm going to expire it to me.
All right, here's three more. Would you rather feel obsolete or oppressed? Ooh. Oh, Marsha has her answer. What you got? Don't answer.
Obsolete.
All right. Would you rather suffer a head injury or a back injury?
Head.
I would go. No, because it'll mess. I'll mess with
injury.
Head injuries, man. Headaches.
I'd rather have
in
a
general.
Head injury than a back spasm.
Well, yeah.
And that's a.
Oh yeah.
But that's just an injury. Spasm not really an injury.
That's true.
You already saying, yeah, I'm right. I didn't even say anything broke. But like,
saying the worst. Like when it comes to volleyball, like if I injure my back, like I'm done. When it comes to my head, like I might be all
right.
I can survive a few more points.
See, yeah. Persuasive.
Would you rather have deep roots or deep insight? Oh,
deep insight. Yeah. You know, roots?
Maybe. I mean, I'll have dash of a little bit of both, but I think I would go more. I'd go insight, but I said roots because I wanted to be different.
You're already different.
Last one. Oh, my gosh. Would you rather eat sardine ice cream or rat droppings?
Ice cream. Give me the ice cream. Give me the ice cream.
Okay. I'm fine with fish. Let's go sardine ice cream. All right.
About to say rat droppings.
Before we head out for today, because this has been a very nice podcast, like this is a nice combo. It's very simple, easy, made my life a lot easier. For future guests, make my life easy, please. I wanted to ask a question, and then I'm going to do a thing called a honey roast. But I think one thing that I want to start highlighting is how important the people around your art are. So when I say that, like the people that hear you on, say, the keys or hear your voice, because one thing that we are here on Tuckered Out is we're connecting and mm-hmm. we are personable.
Yeah.
So I was curious, what is the best compliment that a fan or someone that has appreciated you has ever given you in a musical setting that has that stayed with you, that's all, like, kind of like pushed you to go on?
Someone said to me after the show, I see how happy you are playing in keys and it brings joy to me that I like, you like, they can see my passion in it and they see how much I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So it made them feel better.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is.
I like that. Good it really answer, is. Bro. Last thing I just want to say before we hop on out of here is I just want to kind of do this honey roast thing where I just, I want to tell you how you've impacted my life, because I think it's very important to make sure that you know, just as an artist, what you've done for me and how I've seen you. But I just think straight up, obviously, you doing the podcast, like, thank you for coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You actually, like, I didn't realize that. I probably should have had you on earlier, but you kind of came in and saved the day a little bit.
Thank you.
And the conversation was so smooth. But one thing I've noticed just about you is that you're just incredibly nice and willing to just help when help is needed. And something that I've noticed is that it's made me just want to not only like help Sonorous Wave and what you guys created, but it allows me to know that someone that's in the music industry is actually highlighting something that I do when it comes to maybe the open verses, when it comes to the idea of Tuckered Out Live or even Tuckered Out Podcast.
Yeah.
And I think just having that has made me want to keep going, but it's also made me realize how special of a soul that you are, and someone that I look up to, and someone that I've noticed I've learned from, and just small little situations. If that's just like when it comes to equipment, or if it comes to just your keyboarding skills, or just how you sing, like how you're very nonchalant, like an incredible singer.
Thank you.
I see a lot of what I want to be from you.
Thank you.
And I've seen that just with your presence, and knowing that Gnarly's at something that I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to say hello. I'm going to be able to get a quick laugh. I'm going to be able to
always
smile, and I'm about to have a good time. So
thank
I just want to thank you for coming on the Tuckered Out podcast. And just once people see this, not only are they going to laugh, but they're just going to smile, because the people that know how good of a soul you are.
Thank you.
And I just appreciate you. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for
it won't be the last. I'm just going to straight up say it. We need to talk more about Victorious and Rags. And
I didn't know he
Wildin' Out and all the above.
I didn't know.
But anyway.
Maybe the next one will be at the cookout that he's invited to.
Oh, I'm already invited.
Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you.
I can say the same exactly for you.
Man, thank you so
honestly.
Much, man. All right, I'll see y'all next time.
Deuces.
Check us out. See y'all soon.
It all started in the summer when you hit me like a breeze. Now we made it through the winter, and I'm hoping we don't freeze. Oh, I want to tell you something with all the words that I could give. See, I'm in love with everything about you, and that's just the way it is. And I hope you know that even when it doesn't show, no.